The ICMR issues new guidelines for testing. No testing required for asymptomatic individuals for domestic travel. For contacts of COVID patients, don't need to be tested unless at risk, says the centre. No testing needed except for high-risk cases. Are we testing less when we should be testing more to know the real picture? Only a 5 to 10% hospitalization rate for the third wave so far, much lesser than the second wave, but this could change rapidly, warns the government. Amidst a rise in COVID-19 cases, India starts administering boosters. Frontline and healthcare workers and citizens above the age of 60 with comorbidities are now eligible for the precautionary third dose of the vaccine. This on a day when India hits nearly 180,000 new COVID cases. In Karnataka, BJP ministers and the opposition Congress flout pandemic rules. In UP, a case is filed against an opposition leader for overcrowding. As the reproduction numbers in polling states saw higher than Delhi and Maharashtra, curbs seem to be only for the Aam Aadmi, not for politicians. In 7 hours, a Goa BJP minister and an MLA quit the party weeks ahead of the elections. Goa cabinet minister Michael Lobo quits the BJP, heads to the Congress. Hours later, BJP MLA Praveen Zante quits the ruling party to join the MGP, which has tied up with the TMC for the upcoming polls. Former top court judge to probe the case on the breach in the Prime Minister's security in Punjab. The court tells the centre and the Punjab government to halt their probes, orders the securing of all records and materials pertaining to the Prime Minister's visit to the state. Novak Djokovic is released from an immigration facility after winning a sensational case against deportation in an Australian court. His long-standing competitor, Rafael Nadal, says Djokovic should be allowed to play the Australian Open now. And India to get its first glimpse of the redesigned Central Vista on the 26th of January, but we'll bring you a sneak preview.